Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
910 in the city of Chicago. I'm Judd Surratt, sitting in for Steve Cochran today. By the way, we're giving away a pair of tickets to the sold-out 9th Annual Chicago Blackhawks Convention at the Hilton Chicago Hotel, which will take place. It'll start this weekend. It'll run through Sunday. And Mary, I think we said we were going to give these away to the 7th caller, 312-981-7200. 7th caller for a pair of tickets to the sold-out Blackhawks Convention that'll open this weekend. And tonight we'll carry the live ceremonies at 5 o'clock. Dave Ennett is going to be anchoring at the Hilton Chicago Hotel. The man behind the convention who brought it here when he took the reins as the president and CEO of the Blackhawks is John McDonough. And before we get into the convention, John, I know a few years ago, thanks for jumping on this morning.
John, you're welcome, Judd.
I know a few years ago you had wrecked your knee going to a family wedding, and I was wondering, where can I get a good pair of sweatpants that goes with a suit?
Well, I can provide that for you. I can also provide a walker and a cane. I have them in my closet at work. And I know you're playing hurt, Judd. You're a tough guy. I know you're getting through it, and I think about you often. We have some common ground in that area.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. Did I hear, by the way, that the general manager, well, now he's the general manager of the Montreal Canadiens, Mark Bergevin, actually put tennis balls on the bottom of that walker?
He did. He did. It got to a point where I think they knew that I was going to recover, and all was well, and they thought they'd add kind of a humorous spin to it, and we had a lot of fun with it.
John, with every fan that's going to take part in the convention and go down to the Hilton Chicago, whether it's today, tomorrow, Sunday, or all 3 days, what do you want them to experience? What do you want every fan to at least come away from the expense and the convention having experienced?
Well, probably the best explanation of what the convention is, Judd, it's pretty much a professional sports team homecoming. You know, it's a celebration of their allegiance to the current team and former players and former broadcasters. And you're going to have the opportunity to ask ownership questions, myself questions, the general manager. So it kind of breaks down every barrier. It's going to get people to get autographs, talk to players, humanize the players, and really just a great celebration for 2.5 days. And I think the convention sold out in 1 day. I think the pass is sold out in 1 hour. And it's great to see that this is the 9th one and it's going strong.
It's incredible. But can you explain how important it is to have the buy-in that you get from the players and former players for the convention to be a success?
It's actually something they look forward to coming. They look forward to coming to this event. The participation that we've had over the years, we probably get more than 90% of the current roster. This year, we have 25 current players. We have 20 former players. They enjoy getting together again, whether it's during the summer, talking about the season, training the week before that leads into the convention, and they enjoy it. It's a kick for them. And they get a chance, really, the fans get a chance to see these guys in a completely different perspective than they would otherwise.
On the team side, one of the big signings this offseason for the Blackhawks was Brian Campbell returning to the fold. And the Blackhawks, certainly here in the last few years, have become a favored destination for free agents. But now has the organization built up enough equity in the league that you can attract veterans on short-term team-friendly deals that want to go for a cup?
Well, you would like to think so, Judd. You never want to take that for granted. We hear all the time from players that had previously played here that I want to come back when this contract is over or Chicago is a destination. It hadn't necessarily been that way before Rocky Wirtz took over. And to see the changes that have taken place, and hopefully it's the reasons are the way that we treat players. You're playing in front of 22,000 people every night. When we play on the road, it's very favorable. Generally, there's thousands of fans on the road. There's a certain mania that has swept through Chicago in the last 8 or 9 years. you know, primarily attributable to winning three Stanley Cups and being in the Western Conference Finals five times. But we think it's a really good destination. You know, I'm so proud of the job that Stan Bowman and Jay Blunk and Al McIsaac and Joel Quinville and everyone has done to bring it to this place. But we can't take that for granted. But I do think, as you know, as we talk here today, I think Chicago is looked at as a destination.
John, good morning. I want to ask you about the World Cup of Hockey, because this is something that's going to maybe have an impact on the way the season gets going, the way training camp is conducted this year. How will the World Cup affect the Blackhawks in the 2016-2017 season, and how much are you looking forward to it?
It's going to have an effect, Dave, for sure, because we're going to be represented. I think there are 12, 13 players that are going to be playing for a number of countries that are going to be in the tournament, and a good number of our players won't be at our training camp until the very end. But you also have to look at it that every team has players represented. They're going to have a chance to exhale after the tournament. The tournament's going to be held in Toronto. So it's going to be the same for everybody. We're proud of the fact that there's so much interest in our players and they're so highly regarded, but it's definitely going to have, you know, it's definitely going to have an impact. And we're really emphasizing to our guys to make sure that they're ready when the bell rings in October, that they have the requisite rest. And, you know, they've had a little longer off season than we probably would have liked, but you know, we're planning for it.
What do you think it does for the game?
Well, it's incredible exposure. It's going to be televised exclusively on ESPN, which is good. It comes at a time that just before the tip off of our season, that it exposes the game on a global stage, which I think we really, really need. And I'm sure it'll be something going forward that, you know, we take a long look at. I think the players are excited about playing anytime they have an opportunity to represent their country. They're excited about it. Certainly, there's always concern on risk of injury. That's always in the back of everybody's mind. But hopefully we come out of this healthy. It's a great tournament and puts the game of hockey on a huge stage.
We're visiting for a few more minutes with the president CEO of the Blackhawks, John McDonough. John, on the heels of that, next year the National Hockey League draft is going to take place here in Chicago, centered at the United Center. The Frozen Four is going to be in the building. How close are we to getting hockey in the National Hockey League as a 12-month affair in the city?
We're pretty close. That's exactly what we're trying to do, Judd. You know, it's part of the convention idea is to make this a 12-month marketing cycle. But we made a bid for the draft next year to be in Chicago. We think that that's going to be a 2-day extravaganza. I just got to make sure Stan doesn't trade that number one pick. I think we have one pick on Friday in the first round, and I think we have at least nine picks. On Saturday. So it's something unique. There's going to be a strong entertainment component to it. I think the building will be alive. It'll be sold out for two straight days. You know, the Frozen Four will be an exciting event. It's basically what the Final Four is to basketball, only to college hockey. Hopefully there'll be some local representation by some strong Division I schools in the area, but it's been a work in progress, and I think now people are looking to Chicago to have some of these major events. You know, people have asked us about All-Star games, and they've asked us about the draft, and they've asked us about the Frozen Four. Two of those three things are going to happen.
John McDonough, thanks for jumping on. Look forward to seeing you today.
Okay, thanks for having me on. Good morning.
You got it. The president and CEO of the Blackhawks, John McDonough. 919-720 WGN.